Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Rob.
Yes.
I have got my conspiracy, my unexplained, my mysteries of the world hat on. And look,
I've got my disobey shirt on, so we're in.
Where are we? I mean, what a couple of anarchists.
Yeah, yeah.
What a couple of, let's be honest, free thinkers.
Yeah, or the two thinkers, not free. Oh, no, Sarah's there's free thinkers
morning,
in the
Sarah.
Room.
Morning, Sarah. How are you this morning? Stoked.
Right, okay. I'm going to be talking about the hum.
Oh. Perhaps we could all hum together just to signify the hum.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
This is what you do in yoga as well.
That's it. Now,
sounds
right.
Good, though. That sounded really good.
Is actually...
Did anyone else enjoy that? If you enjoyed that, please text them 5395 and just say, yes, I did.
Well,
it's on iTunes.
There is a phenomenon...
Podcast the 12-hour hum.
There is a phenomenon.
Good.
Don't know why I did that. Sorry about that. Got that out of the way. It's a phenomenon. called the hum. And it has been.
Is it the hum or the hum?
It's been emanating from Earth that's baffled
Rob,
people.
Stop. Oh. Something odd's happening.
What the?
You've been talking about a hum and what the is happening?
That's some freaky shit.
Put your headphones on. You need to know. Next time that happens, I need you to be aware of what's going on.
No, I can't hate the sound of my voice.
You just have to, Rob. I'm sorry.
No,
your voice is terrible and awful.
I'm not having
it. Your voice is great. Your voice is you know Rob Bollocks is when he's on the radio?
Mellifluous.
Oh.
Well,
I'm going to have to Google that. I don't know what that... Thank you.
Could you use that in a sentence, please?
Yeah, she
Rob
just did.
Rob Bollocks' voice is mellifluous. Sorry, wow. As you were.
Right, okay, well, the hum has been baffling people for more than 40 years.
Love
now,
that term, baffling.
It's a worldwide phenomenon. I'm not doing all that again. In Britain, the most famous one was the Bristol hum. But I've actually got a theory about that. I think that's massive attack.
Oh, Rob. isn't there in Bristol a massive power station?
Yeah.
And so does that have anything to do with the electricity?
The hum that Rob's talking about is
actually
a whole new deal.
This is a whole new deal. It started off in the late 70s in Bristol. 800 people reported hearing it. Some of them suffered from headaches and nosebleeds. Oh. The noise has been described like a diesel car in the distance and can only be heard at night when you're at home. That sounded a bit dodgy to me, but when I thought about it, that means you're at home, it's all quiet, there's nothing going on.
Mm.
Right? It has been mistaken for leaking pipes, phone masts, wind farms, low-frequency submarine communications, and even mating fish.
Mating fish?
Just let that sink in a little bit.
A massive, huge amount of mating fish.
Well, a couple of whales.
To generate a hum that you could hear on land. A
couple of whales?
They're not fish, they're mammals.
Or the whole of whales. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
In 1994, The Independent reported one of the unfortunate ladies who did it, and she said, Sarah?
For the first few years, I lost sleep, couldn't concentrate, and was unable to do anything. I was constantly in tears, which put a great strain on my husband.
That's alcohol, isn't it?
It's changed me from an active, creative person to a stifled, angry pessimist.
Well, it's not.
Yeah. It sounds like me.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, anyway... doctors,
what adult isn't like that?
Well, we're talking about age.
Yeah, age group. Yeah,
doctors blame patients' ability to hear it on tinnitus. Tinnitus.
Mm. Pardon?
I don't know. Until Adam Brooke Hospital in Cambridge had confirmed that the cause is external, right? But at long last, someone sussed out what it is, and what it is, right, is microseismic activity on the. From long ocean
waves.
That's
what they want you to think.
No. This actually makes sense. Impacting on the seabed and what makes our planet, it makes our planet vibrate and produces the droning sound.
Start again.
Oh, fuck.
It's so good, man. It's so good.
Okay.
Go.
All right. Long ocean waves impacting on the seabed.
Long ocean waves impacting on the seabed.
Is what makes our planet vibrate and produces the droning sound.
Is what makes our planet vibrate and produces the droning sound.
A new movie, isn't it?
There was a man.
All right. The pressure
the
of the waves.
Seabed.
The pressure of the waves on the sea floor generates seismic waves. That caused the Earth to oscillate. So now I'm going to try my French here. Says Fabrice Ardoun, a senior research scientist at Centre National de la Recherche Scientifique in France.
Fabrice's name, remember?
That's brilliant, isn't it? Continuous waves produce sounds lasting 13 to 300 seconds, and they can only be heard by relatively small amounts of people.
So just within those periods, 13 to 300 seconds?
Yeah.
Anything outside of that?
No. Well, I think it's probably 13-second remix.
Just one of those big, long, extended play.
Yeah, dubstep or something like that. Anyway, so that's it. But the Sahara actually does that as well. Now, this is something I learned off the QI once. That hums when the sand is at a certain angle and the wind hits it.
Yeah,
it hums
like when you blow across a bottle or something.
Exactly,
yeah,
like
or
that.
A bit of tissue paper and a comb.
Oh, yeah, like a kazoo. That's the bathroom occupier's kazoo.
Yeah, well, that's when I was in a band.
I was going to say the poor man's kazoo, but the kazoo's not really that expensive.
And I'd just like to say, I was going to do The Curse of Tutankhamun this week, but I realised, everyone that had anything to do with it, over the next 80 years, they all died.
That's true.
And that
every single person, yeah.
And all their teeth fell out, so that's
shit.
It.
Oh, what?
All their teeth fell out.
Is that true as well?
No, I just made that up. I'll make everything up.
Look,
none of this is true.
To you for facts,
nah, it's
Rob.
All true. It's all true. Last bit was a lie. Okay. When I just said I was lying.
Oh.
So there you go. So if you
I thought you said you were lying.
I'm confused.
Yeah, if you're confused, please text in confused to 5395.
So that's the hum. Or the as I would call it, because I don't pronounce H.
Hey, Rob, have you ever heard of people hearing just like the strange, like it's like the hum, but it's a strange sort of noises. It sounds like a really busy city, but then have you heard about this? You see,
no.
There's a doctor in the house.
Oh, a doctor in the house. Yeah.
She'll be able to tell us about that. She's obviously done some sort of presentation or studied it for years. Have you? What? Or just read it on the internet.
You just sort of like magically know everything. That's
fine. Yeah, it's cool, eh?
Vibrations.
Yeah, vibrations.
Some buildings hum too. You know, like when the
Oh, okay.
Buildings, even
yeah.
Like, you know, you're talking about the comb or the
sun. Just come around the microphone. Don't be shy of the microphone, Maria. It's your time to shine. Go.
Wow. I was just thinking about, you know, like buildings. Sometimes when they're badly designed, they create this kind of hum or whistle.
Okay.
And it can drive, you know, the residents.
Worst designed building in Auckland City?
Yeah, I don't. Well, me personally.
I'm just saying, what do you think is the worst design building in Auckland City?
It's quite a collection.
The racist student apartments across the road on Simon Street.
Oh, yeah.
Racist?
Yeah.
They're like, what is it, 9 square feet?
Yeah, because they were built with a lower stud height because somebody thought
they're from medieval England or something.
Well, no, somebody thought you're getting a lot of foreign exchange students. They don't get a high stud height. They're racist.
They won't know. Really?
And then you can fit more in. At the allowed restricted building height.
Wow.
It's horrible.
Jesus.
And they're all leaky and rusty and it's shocking and shit.
There should be some revolution about that. But mine is you guys are both voting for that one, are you?
I think that, you know, the scenes. Oh,
I threw it right
at
you. I mean, it's just a.
Scenes one through three.
Okay, Rob, what about you?
What was the building with a toilet seat on it? Toilets. Oh, I don't like that one.
Down at
the
ferry building.
Yeah. No, not
the ferry building. The Vero building. That's the one. Yeah, Vero. Very popular brand nowadays. Mine's the Central Police Station. What an old stumpy hedgehog of a building that is. Yeah. With a funny hat.
One of my tutors at university, he came from Italy and he said when he walked through Auckland City, he knew immediately what the police station was because they look like that the world over.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's fair enough.
Oh, no, I was in Russell once. I went to Russell and I sat outside.
Russell and Northland?
Bay of
Islands.
Used
to be known as the hellhole of the South Pacific.
And I was sitting on this picket fence smoking something I shouldn't have because it looked really nice. And I turned around, and it was an old bill shop. And it was beautiful.
The old ones, the old kind of concrete.
Back when they'd lock you up with just a... Not just so much as a bad look.
If you stole a potato or something like that.
The house where I live used to be a police station. It was Auckland's first police station.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the car park out the back was where they kept the horses.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I think we forget as Auckland is that it was horses. It used to be all just horses.
Well, no people, just horses.
Horses. But this is the other thing, Rob. Listen to this. Horses dress up, and some horses would take the traditional garb of the indigenous.
Oh, okay.
Community. Yeah. And other horses would dress up in Victorian hoop dresses and bonnets.
I would actually pay to see that.
And then riding a buggy with, of course, pulled by humans.
Brilliant.
Dressed as horses.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Okay, all the best to you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Definitely a few.